we say we go out on a date?
Ooh, date night. I'll go change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So what? How did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
This morning, we're going to try and find out what happened between our listener, Mike, and a woman he was dating named Colleen. And so we're going to see what happened. Get to Mike's side of things first. Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we did, man. We went out. We went to see Black Panther.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah.
And you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Okay.
And Colleen loved it, too.
Afterwards, did you do anything after the movie, or what'd you do?
Yeah. We went and got some food, and it was getting a little late. Didn't really go anywhere fancy, you know.
Okay.
But you both had a good time.
I think so. You know, it never felt awkward or weird, and the conversation was pretty easygoing. Yeah.
All right.
That sounds good.
Did you, like, hear from her afterward? Like, how long has it been since there's been contact?
Good question. It's been, like, 10 days ago, something like that.
Okay. All right.
And you think she's ignoring you? Why would she be doing that?
Well, I have one weird, like, I don't know. I work construction, and my hands are really rough. You know? So I thought maybe she freaked out by that.
You had a girl turn you down once because your hands were too rough from working in construction?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. I had a girl turn me down because my hands were too dainty. Obviously, my hands had never touched manual labor before.
I guess there's a happy medium there between too many calluses and not enough.
Right.
But the good news...
Her didn't have calluses.
Yeah. Not from the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Well,
but, you know, if she knows the roughness of your hands, that's a good sign. You obviously had contact.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like I have monster hands or anything. You know, they're just kind of rough.
Okay.
Okay. But you were holding hands. I think that's Colleen's point. So so the date at least went to that point.
Yeah.
That sounds promising.
Yeah, by the end of the night, we were holding hands. I thought things were great, but I guess maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
Good.
You won't want to miss what's next with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Well, Colleen says that she wasn't blowing him off. She'll explain what happened from her point of view coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.